Vampire Affliction. The Vampires of Athens, Book 2. Written by Eva Poehler. Narrated by Raquel Armanpour. Chapter 1. First Drink. Hanno led Gertie across the dark night above Athens. Hanno's father flew close beside them, and a legion of vampires followed. Gertie was barely aware of them all, however. Her thirst for human blood dominated her conscious thought. Trembling and on the edge of panic, she cried out, the sound of her voice foreign to her. It was more like a strange and desperate bird. "What is it?" Hanno asked. "Blood." She could think of nothing else to say. "Blood." Hanno's eyes widened with shock. "She's been drained," Hanno's father said in Greek. "She'll die if she doesn't feed." They plummeted toward the cityscape and swerved between buildings before entering a balcony window and coming to an abrupt stop. Even though she was barely all there, Gertie recognized the cream-colored walls, gilded mirrors, and mahogany and maroon furnishings of the Hotel Frangelico. The other surviving vampires soon joined them, Calandra, Hanno's sister, among them. With cheeks full of tears, Calandra rushed forward and embraced her father. "I can't believe you are standing here before me." Her father put his arms around his daughter and kissed the top of her curly black hair. "Neither can I." They spoke in Greek, but to Gertie, it may as well have been English. Despite her urgent need for blood and her feelings of disorientation from all that had just happened at the Angelus basement, Gertie was astounded by how easily she understood a language she'd been struggling with since arriving in Greece over 4 months ago. The Angelus basement, Hector. The image of him running beneath her from block to block, his bright blue eyes never leaving her as she flew with the vampires, made her sick. She hadn't meant to hurt him. She hadn't meant to hurt any of them. None of this was supposed to happen. She'd been a pawn, used by Hanno to save his father. "Lord Vladimir," another vampire said, stepping forward with a bow. Soon, all of them showed Hanno's father their obedience and loyalty by calling him their lord and bowing before him. Some stood, while others hovered in the air, closer to the ceiling to make room. Hanno quickly took her in his arms.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?